You think it's real. I think it's kind of funny. Maybe fake?
It is funny, but I think it's real.
You think it's real. So, is this irony a coincidence? At the end of the day, we all remember Spurs versus the Heat, game one, the infamous cramp game. And everybody was hammering the Spurs because there was no air conditioning in the arena. What's up, my friend? You know what? That story can wait.
And it will, because the air conditioning is good in here. D-Mac is in the house.
It's chilly in here.
Hi, buddy.
How's it going?
D-Mac, what's happening, bud?
How are you?
Not much. I'm out here enjoying being out here with the campers, man.
No cramping going on in here. It's, the air conditioning is beautiful.
Great. You feel great in here.
No problem.
You're not sweating as hard as DJ is. I don't know if you're working as hard as he is. He's working hard over there.
Get them in some water. He's going to dehydrate.
DJ said he had to run routes, tackle kids, and do it all.
Cramp camp.
What are you playing quarterback? What are you doing over there?
Just been moving around, you know, trying to show the kids different techniques just depending on the things they were working on in their station.
Okay. You, wasn't that long ago, you were one of the kids out here, seems like.
Right. I know one thing. One thing that sticks to me. When I was in college, Coach Nutt, I always said these years will fly by on you. And you know, I look back at it. It seemed like just yesterday I just got drafted. And you know, it's not long ago I was just in a Razorback uniform.
Can you believe this is going to be your seventh year in the NFL, right?
Yeah, my seventh year.
Isn't that
man.
Crazy?
How much time do you get to spend in Little Rock in the off season?
Well, we haven't made the playoffs, so I would say January and February have been my
more than you want to.
January and February using my own months at home, and then March, April, I'm out training and stuff, and then, you know, I get in and out weekends and a week here and week out.
We talked to you last summer, and it was a contract year, of course, for you. You were excited about some changes made on the offensive side, really felt like this was going to be a good fit for you. And how would you assess the way things went and you know, from what you expected and how things went this last year in Oakland?
You know, I say from my expectations of myself, you know, it didn't go nearly as according to what I had planned for myself, but you know, I'm blessed to be there another year and still playing football and I'm healthy, you know. So, for me, it's going out there and I'm going with the same mind frame. I'm going out there and trying to make it one of my best years in the NFL.
Because you got a one-year deal again, right?
Yes, sir.
So, you're in a contract year all over again. So,
right,
we get another crack at this thing. So, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
What about changes that have been made in the offseason? What kinds of additions have you guys made through the draft and free agency to help build around you and the rest of the offense?
I feel like some of the biggest changes we made were up front on our O-line, you know, and I feel like that's going to help me out as a running back a whole lot. We bought in a new quarterback in Matt Schaub. He's a great veteran quarterback. You know, we bought in some great defensive players also. So I'm looking forward to this year. You know, there are people going to sleep on, but we're not going to be that team to sleep on.
When you're out here talking to the kids, and I heard you guys all had a chance to get on the microphone and say some things, what's a message you want to make sure to get across to kids that are in this age group, 7 to 14?
You know, one of the main things, you know, kids will look at us and see that we're in the NFL, and they think you can just shoot straight to the NFL. You know, I tell them it takes a lot of hard work. You know, you have to listen to your parents, coaches, you know, all the adults in your life. They're trying to put you on the right path, you know, and stay on top of your schoolwork is one of the main things because, you know, without going to school, you can't get to this point. So that's one thing I tell them, you know, in the athletics and everything, they come second.
How do you feel physically?
Feel
healthy.
Great.
Yeah.
Feel great, yes.
No nagging injuries.
No problems. You know, I feel great. I'm looking forward to the season. You know, I wish we could start it tomorrow.
What about, I mean, it is a grind, though, especially for running backs. And, you know, of course, Peyton knows as well, you know, what it takes to go through that. But I cannot imagine. We watch the hits you guys take. I mean, mentally, you got to be incredibly strong. That's something you guys probably don't get enough credit for, being able to sort of fight through the little bumps and bruises and the big bumps and bruises through
right.
the season.
That's I think a lot of people, they see the Sunday and think it's all glamorous just because they see us out there playing on Sundays. But you understand, you know, going from Monday to Sunday, it's a grind all week. Well, it's a grind all year round. You have to be ready, be training all year round and just getting your body ready. You know, I always tell people it takes me from Sunday all the way to Saturday before my body starts feeling good again. And you know, we're back at it again Sunday.
Yeah.
So how long are you in the training room? Is it Monday, Tuesday, then back on the field Wednesday?
Pretty much. Try to spend as much time in there as you can, you know, do whatever it is, stemming ice, massages, anything that you can do, you know, just to try to help your body get back well.
What about, we were talking to Peyton, of course, he's in New York, which it's tough to go two blocks there.
Right.
How about getting around and when you're away from the field, I mean, are you getting people coming up and trying to get autographs all the time, or what's it like out there?
It's pretty much, you know, you go out to eat or something, try to sit down and have a good dinner with your family or something, you know, people come up and ask you for autographs, but to me, it's all part of the game, you know, you get used to it after a while. I've been dealing with it since I was a Razorback, so it's something that you just take in stride and keep rolling with.
You've been signing autographs since you were at Oak Grove, you know that.
And I got a couple more for him, too. D-Mac, we were going through your stats yesterday, and you completed 14 out of 22 passes threw for seven
yeah.
touchdowns, and I think that was 63%. And have you talked with anybody about you running that Wildcat formation, taking a couple snaps and throwing the ball a little bit?
You know, I think a lot of our coaches look at my old college film, and they always try to put that in the back of our playbook. And, you know, we got an offensive coordinator in Greg Olin, and I feel like he's going to try to open that up a little bit and let
oh,
me
yeah?
run a little bit of it.
Oh, is that right? So. You're going to be throwing some passes?
Well, I hope so. I don't know if you're going to let me go there far with it, but I hope so.
You could be. There's probably hadn't been a guy that's thrown a touchdown, ran one, and caught one in a game.
Not in the NFL win thing.
Not that I can think
of. Well, we got to try to do that before it's all said
Shooting
done.
For it, yeah.
I think I'm convinced you can throw a touchdown to yourself, but nobody else can get bored. Now, you have had some success with a backfield mate named Jones. You got another one now with Maurice Jones-Drew coming
right.
to town. How do you feel about that, and how's that going to work?
You know, Maurice is a great guy. You know, he's a great veteran player. He's taught me some things being out there. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting out there and being able to play alongside him. I feel like we're going to complement each other very good.
I agree with you. Well, we are up against the top of the hour here. Great catching up with you. Good luck this coming season, man. We're excited. I hope you have a huge year, and then somebody just throws a bunch of money at you next season. That would be fantastic.
I appreciate you guys for having me.
All right.
D-Mac,
good to see you,
can Thanks, you hit buddy. These up for me?
All right.
And I got my
– We'll be back in just a moment. Verizon Arena.